This podcast is brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, this is Chrissy Small on Fresh FM. I have Julienne from the Motueka Arts Council in the studio for a quick chat about the Chanel Arts Centre in Motueka. What's happening with that lovely old building?
Well, it's on the market, and the Goodman family who own it want to sell it, and the risk is that it could end up in private hands, which would be very nice to the people who owned it, but unfortunately would be lost to the community probably forever. It's a real heritage building. It was built and consecrated in 1917 as the first Catholic church in Motueka. It's the first marble church in the Southern Hemisphere and in New Zealand, obviously. It's a Grade 2 listed building, which means it can't be altered on the outside, but unfortunately it can be altered on the inside. So all the beautiful wooden, native wooden beams could be stripped out of there if they wanted to. So, as I said, it's on the market, and there's a group of us at the moment. There's Love Motueka, the Motueka Music Group. The church was bought by the Goodman family in 1985, and then in 1991 they offered the use to the Motueka Music Group for their concerts, and they've been going now since that time. So the Motueka Music Group, Love Motueka, and the Arts Council have got together and thought about what we can do in order to save the building. So we're going to have a public meeting on Monday, the 27th, which is next Monday, at 6 o'clock in the Chanel Centre itself, where we will explain about the history and why we think the building is worth saving, and try and get other people's views and ideas. And then we'll form a steering group and try and secure the building. The owners are open to us presenting a business case, and that they're open to coming to some kind of deal with us. The reason that the Arts Council is interested in it is because it is an absolutely beautiful performance space. It has top quality acoustics, and you know, we're pretty short of venues and performance spaces in the area. So to lose this would be a real pity. And of course, you know, it would be very difficult for the music group to find an alternative venue for their world-class concerts. They do attract world-class musicians simply because of the quality. And there is a baby grand as well, which comes with the building, which would be a shame to lose. Mm. So basically that's why we want to save it, and that's why we're having a public meeting on next Monday, 6 o'clock. So right. We welcome everybody to come.
Right. And have you started to give a little yet?
Not yet. We're that's one of the things on the agenda. We first of all have to establish how much we're looking for, and then some money has already been pledged, I'm pleased to say, by a couple of philanthropic donors, potential donors, but we have to come up with the business plan and the deal first, and then find out how we're going to raise the money. But it's certainly doable. It's not a undoable amount of money.
No. Okay, so its valuation, current valuation, is around $500,000 asking price.
Well, that's the rateable value.
Yeah.
But they're very realistic about it. Sometime in the next 12 years, it will have to have some form of earthquake strengthening. So that needs to be built into it as well. So they're realistic about that, and they will accept an amount less than that if we can come up with a sound case.
Right. Okay. So if anyone's got some extra cash and are interested, then get along on Monday night at the Chanel Arts Centre at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Yes.
Yeah. And be part of the process, because it is a little gem in Motueka's Crown Jewels. So these venues are very difficult to come by. So please do show your support. Monday night, 6 p.m. at the Chanel Arts Centre, which is in the main street of Motueka. But as you're heading out towards Rewaka, it's on the right-hand side. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Julianne, and I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Other great local podcasts are available through our website, freshfm.co.nz.